Torah Stam, whenever the Torah says to pay back with Stam Kesef Ishno, it means Kesef Tzuri. He derives, whenever you have to pay back, it means this more choshev a coin. The Rashi says, whatever it says, Shekel have a seller Tzuri to our bor dinrin, that's four dinrin, like Abiyotan before said. But the Shel Devrayim, whenever the Rabbanim say you have to pay money, that's Kesef Medina, that's the regular coin, which is one-eighth of Kesef Tzuri, worth much less, only one-eighth. So first the question, is it true what you're saying? For Klolu, is this a klal that every time the Torah says it always means the more expensive one, for a taina? Because a shalom, when you go and ask, yes, you owe me two things, you owe me two chairs, and you owe my to one. For a taina, the Chassid says, Kiyitain ish avayeyu Kesef akedol lishmor. I give you, let's say, $2 to watch two Kesef, or two Kalim, to watch. Utanana it says, Ushvuas Habayonim, when it comes to Shalto Bezin, that I say I gave you five chairs to watch. And you said, no, you only took two of them. So, Taina Shtei Kesef, I have to ask you for at least two Kesef. So, you see what? It's not Stav Shtei Kesef. In the Torah says Kesef, Shtei Kesef, Rashi says, Shtei Mor, means a very small amount of money. Rashi, Shtei Mois, so one third of a dinner. Even though the Pesach says Kesef there, see, it doesn't mean four dinarim. It means the smallest amount of money there is. So you see, Kesef Stam does not mean the Choshev of four dinarim. Tzmur says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hosem, here by Moedir and Mixas is much different. The Pesach says, Kita Nishroyeh, which says, Kesef Oy Kalim. He gave him money or utensils. So you dash like this, Ma Kalim, just like Kalim means Shnayim too, is ask Kesef Shnayim. Kesef also means two. Mash many two coins. It doesn't have to be choshev coins. Any two coins is good. I also ma kesef dava choshev, just like a coin, even the smallest coin, is still a dava choshev. It's still something. Is af kelim dava choshev. It has to be a whole kli, a choshev a kli, not a broken kli. But I call upon him here by taina, even though it says kesef. Here kesef doesn't mean four dinarim. It even means a small coin, because it's daima to kesef like kelim. But in more still, is it true? I was saying. The pasha of being prayed the maisa sheni. The pasuk says that if you have a lot of maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim, you can be prayed it onto money and take the money. So the tzar to collect the money in your hands and take the money to Yerushalayim. That's none we learned how prayed seller b'mois maisa sheni. That you can be prayed means change it over from small coins into a seller. Mashman, originally, when you applied to the money, when you applied to your Maisa Sheni, you applied it onto very small coins. And now when you want to take these coins up to Yishlayim, you could change them over into bigger coins. That Korpon and Mashman, you started out with small coins. You want to go to the bank collect and change over them, you get a seller's worth from the money that you have, and the small money. So where you see, you could be paid to it onto small money also. You don't need big Mois Atsuri. So Mar says also, Shani Kesef, I'll tell you, Maisa Shani, Maisa is different. Why? Because Kesef, Kesef Rebu, it says the word Kesef a few times. So it's Mar, but not only the Chosh of the Kesef, but any type of Kesef, eat any small coin you want, you could be putting the Maisa Shani onto it. Yeah. It actually says, it says three times in the Parshasim, Kesef, and Asata, the Kesef, Asata, Kesef, and the Sata the Kesef Reba Komili. Since the Rebri, any type of Kesef is good. Fred Gumaro still, or a Hegdish, the Pash, you want to be paid the Hegdish. The Pesach says, the Nosam a Kesef a Komli. If you want to buy back something of Hegdish and be paid to it, because of the Nosam a Kesef, give money. And the Yom HaShmuel, Hegdish Shav Amona, the Hegdish worth Amona, Hegdish Shav Amona, Shechimilu al Shav Aputa, there is Mechal on the Shav Aputa, is Mechulel. It is Mechulel. So you see what? You want to be paid the Hegdish, even though it's worth a lot of money, you can use a Shavapruta. So Chulatzakasha, Shavapruta is not a monoturi. So it says also, Hegdish Nami, Yalef, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa. So you say, Shavap, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa, Rashi, Bimaisa, Shani, Rashi says, Ksiv, Kodesh, the Chomaisa, Boko, Vitzvah, Nashi, Yavo, or the Hegdish, Ksiv, Yishki, Yakdish, is Besa, Kodesh. Because they were Maisa, Hegdish to Maisa. Therefore, that's why you could be paid the Hegdish also with less than a monetary. For the Maspurba, Rei Kedush Isha, when you want to get married, the Pasuk says, V'yotza chinu men kesef, that when an Omar Riyah goes out, she doesn't have to pay any money. But mashmid is another place where they do have to pay money. That's by kedusha kesef when he gets married. So that's one man yom to learn out kedushin from this pasuk. So says the word kesef here. Still, it's now going to first mishnah in kedushin that they shama yom bedinner or the shabbat dinner. If you only mikdash with a dinner, that's good. That's monatzuri. But a betzilah, remember, prut v'shava prut, you don't have to use a chashav of monatzuri. So not people to use a small copper coin. So say the chuyu leima. Let's say Rav Asi diyama to the shamai. You want to tell me that Rav Asi before they said kol kesef that says in the Torah always means a chashav of kesef, a kesef tzuri. The chuyu something like beishama, not like beitzilah. That's a kasha. Usually we talk about beitzilah. It's more so true. Ela rather I yitma. If you learn Rav Asi's halacha, hochi yitma. This is the way to learn it. That Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, kol kesef kotzuf. Whenever the Torah says the exact amount, how much to pay, like by pitching the bin, it says 5 sloyim. Yeah, then Omer b'Torah kesef tzuri. Then the Torah's marked has to be choshev a kesef tzuri. But if the shadu rei, whenever the rabbanim say to pay that kesef, that's kesef medina. But Rav Asi meant to say only when the Torah says an amount, how much you have to pay, that's kesef tzuri. So what is the question? My kamashmos. So what do we need his din for? Kanina. We learned that in our Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said chomei sloyim shaben. That the Mishnah reconciles all these things. It is a schum. The Mishnah said chomei sloyim shaben. Then it says shloishim shlevet. If you're sure, kills never. The Torah says pay back 30. Then chamishim shloim. If you're manis a girl or you're mafata or moitzishemra, the Torah says 50 or 100. So whenever the Torah says a number, the Mishnah says it already. So what do we need Rav Asi for? What's Rav Asi's chiddush here? The Mishnah says this already. That whenever there's a cheshbin of how much money he has to pay, the Torah means with kesef tzuri. So my answer is, I tell you, b'shel devrayim kesef medin yisrach lei. Rav Asi's chiddush here, that when the rabbanim make up the skum to make you pay, there's kesef medin, not a chashav of kesef. The tznam, I'll bring you proof we learned. Somebody blows in somebody's ear, and it does damage to him. He hits him or blows in his ear. So it says, Meisim Leisela. He has to pay him a seller. So that's called the Midrabonin. Now, the Lord Tamer, don't think that this seller means seller Arba Zuzi. It's a seller's worth for Dinuin, for Zuzno. And the Pagwa de Zuzi, it's enough to be worth even half of a Zuz. That's also called a seller. The Koriyinsha seller, Pagwa de Zuzi, people call the seller even half of a Zuz. So as though you see, when the Rabbanan gave a cheshbon to pay, their cheshbon is the smallest amount of money. Their cheshbon is not a lot. Therefore, people call it a zuz, people call it half a zuz a seller. Yeah. Now this comes out, this is 1/8 of the kesef tzuri. Now the Gemara says, Chona Bisha, once happened Chona, once happened Chona Bisha, that says he was a bad man, Chona is this. Here, he like hit a man in his ear. So also came to Ravuna. They brought him in front of Ravuna. Omalei havlei pagu de zuzi. He told him go pay him half of his zuz. That's called the seller. But the rabbanim is a pagu de zuzi. You have to go pay him. So that one was zuzi mocha badei. So this chana bisha didn't have a half of his zuz. All he had was like a beaten up zuz.